This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. A team of World Health Organization scientists investigating the source of the coronavirus visited a wet market in Wuhan, China on Sunday. A cluster of cases was linked to a seafood market when the coronavirus first emerged in Wuhan in late 2019. Since then, the coronavirus has infected more than 102 million people worldwide and killed more than 2.2 million. The scientists want to know where the virus originated, in what animal, and how it made its way into humans. That's a question that could take years to answer. Meanwhile, the Associated Press reports Israel has agreed to transfer 5,000 doses of coronavirus vaccine to the Palestinians for frontline medical workers. Israel has been criticized for not providing vaccines to the Palestinians. The Israeli government says it is not responsible for the Palestinians. Russia reported Sunday that there had been more than 18,000 new COVID cases in the previous 24 hours. The U.S. remains the country with the most cases at more than 26 million, followed by India with 10.7 million and Brazil with just over 9 million. This is according to statistics gathered by the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. A key economic advisor of the Biden administration says President Joe Biden is willing to consider changes to his proposed $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package so that money is sent to Americans who need it the most. Brian Deese, the director of Biden's National Economic Council, told CNN the proposal is, quote, calibrated to the economic crisis that we face, but that the Democratic president will look at a new proposal by 10 Republican senators for a more limited aid deal. This is VOA News. Reuters is reporting that international troops plan to stay in Afghanistan beyond the May deadline envisaged by the insurgent Taliban's deal with the United States. This is according to four senior NATO officials. The move could escalate tensions with the Taliban, who are demanding full withdrawal. One of the NATO officials said conditions for the withdrawal have not been met. The administration of former President Donald Trump signed an agreement with the Taliban early last year calling for the withdrawal of all foreign troops by May in return for the insurgents fulfilling certain security guarantees. Mr. Trump hailed the accord, which did not include the Afghan government, as the end of two decades of war. He reduced U.S. troops to 2,500 by this month. It's the fewest that have been in Afghanistan since 2001. Plans on what will happen after April are now being considered and are likely to be a top issue at a key NATO meeting in February. This, again, is according to NATO sources. A car bomb exploded near a popular hotel in the Somali capital of Mogadishu on Sunday. The explosion was followed by a shootout between militants and police. Militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack. Witnesses say the massive blast occurred Sunday near Hotel Afrique, located in the vicinity of a busy security checkpoint en route to the Mogadishu airport. Police say Al-Shabaab members stormed the hotel and many of the people inside were rescued, including Somalia's former state minister for defense. A VOA reporter was also inside the hotel at the same time and survived. He said thick smoke rose from the explosion as people ran for their lives. He said he saw at least three people who were injured. VOA reporters in Mogadishu said dozens of people are still trapped inside the hotel as night falls and security forces have engaged attackers in an effort to end the siege. Thousands of people protested in cities across Russia on Sunday, defying threats of arrest by the government and demanding the release of jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Across Russia's 11 time zones, demonstrators braved cold temperatures and warnings that the government saw the protests as unauthorized. Independent monitoring groups reported more than 5,000 people were detained by security forces, including Navalny's wife, Yulia. Navalny was jailed for alleged parole violations upon his return to Russia from Germany in January, where he had been for nearly 5 months undergoing treatment for a near-lethal poisoning attack. He's blamed the government of President Vladimir Putin for that attack. The Kremlin has denied involvement and refused to investigate. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.